Magovanyan, my friends and fellow Middle-earth wanderers. This episode is a wrap-up and review of 2023 for the Lore of the Rings podcast. I'll share some stats and stories, and you'll get a sneak peek behind the scenes as I'll share some notable bloopers I've had while recording. Now, let's wander.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
2023 was a big year for the Lore of the Rings podcast. This December marks the two-year anniversary of our very first episode. Episode number one was released on December 19, 2021, exactly 20 years to the day that Peter Jackson's Fellowship of the Ring movie was released. As of this recording, you listeners logged a total of 142,000 downloads for the year. Thank you. I am so overwhelmed to see what this podcast has become from a crazy idea in my head to having 142,000 downloads this year. I am overcome and full of appreciation for all of you, my fellow wanderers. Lately, we've been averaging about 2,000 to 2,500 downloads in a week. That is so amazing. I would love your help in making that 5,000 downloads a week. You can help by sharing each episode with a friend or by leaving a 5-star rating and review. You might think that you are only one person, and that your single instance of sharing an episode or leaving a review doesn't actually mean much. But I remind you that Bilbo, Frodo, Sam, Merry, and Pippin each thought that he was too small to make a big difference in the wide world beyond the Shire. And yet, without the small, faithful contributions of these brave hobbits, Middle-earth would have fallen into the clutches of Sauron the Dark Lord. All that's to say, please don't underestimate the good that you can do, and the help you can provide the Lore of the Rings podcast by simply sharing a few episodes and leaving a review. Interesting that when I started, most of you were listening on Apple Podcasts. But in 2023, 61% of downloads were on Spotify. What's also crazy to me is the number one played episode this year was number 001, The Beginning of Middle-earth. That is amazing to me because what I think is happening is fellow wanderers are finding the show. They'll listen to the latest episode, but then go back to the beginning, literally the beginning, and start listening from episode number one. I think that is so cool, and at the same time, I apologize, because those first few episodes were rough, and I think I have improved immensely since then. Here's another crazy stat. 87% of you found this show in 2023. I love that. Thank you for finding your way and for wandering Middle-earth with us. I would really love to know how you found the show. You can find me on Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast, or email me at lordoftheringspodcast@gmail.com. There's links for both in the episode notes. Please drop me a note and let me know how you found the Lore of the Rings Podcast. And if you have been wandering Middle-earth with me since the very beginning, thank you to you too. Let's talk global for just a moment. Lore of the Rings streamed in over 80 countries all around the world. That's amazing. But even more astounding to me is that the United States accounted for only 34% of all downloads. That means our community of wanderers is larger outside the United States than in. That's pretty cool to me. Shout out to listeners in the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and Australia, who round out our top 5 countries. And for about 2,500 of you, Lore of the Rings is a top 10 podcast. I'm really humbled by that thought. Thank you for putting this show in your top 10. And for 300 of you special fans, you are indeed faithful fellow wanderers, as the Lore of the Rings podcast is your number one show. Indeed, I know half of you half as well as I should like. The stories that we've covered this year have been inspiring. We started the year by reviewing some insights that I had while doing my annual Lord of the Rings Extended Edition movie marathon over Christmas break. There I shared cool new things that I had never noticed, or I had forgotten, while watching the films again, probably for over the 30th time. One thing I remember from that experience was how often the two trees of Valinor are represented across the three Lord of the Rings films. The clues are there, very subtly in some cases, to find Telperion the Silver and Lorelin the Golden. ChatGPT was all the rage earlier this year, so I experimented with asking the AI to generate some thoughts on Tolkien lore and compared those to Amazon's Rings of Power Season 1. You can go back and listen to episode 78 to find out who won that debate. But our major accomplishment this year was exploring J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, chapter by chapter, and comparing each chapter to its on-screen adaptation in Peter Jackson's Hobbit films. I even sang a little bit of the Hobbit songs for you. And don't worry, I will not do that again. I did not expect to take so long on The Hobbit, and honestly, before we did our deep dive, I always considered The Hobbit somewhat lesser than Lord of the Rings or The Silmarillion. Still amazing than anything else from a modern fantasy writer, but I mistakenly took The Hobbit as Tolkien still trying to develop his style and his legendarium. And in some ways he was. But in our exploration of The Hobbit, my understanding and appreciation for that tale has completely changed. I found a level of literary and mythical genius that I had previously skimmed over. The major themes we explored, how unique and yet relatable Bilbo is, how the story is the connecting linchpin, puzzle piece, or keystone for the whole myth, without which everything else would have fallen apart. In the midst of our Hobbit exploration, we pulled over to look at some of Tolkien's non-fictional writings, namely his essay On Fairy Stories, and a 5-episode deep exploration of Tolkien's letter to a publisher, Milton Waldman, now published as the preface to The Silmarillion. We brought on a handful of new guests this year, including a Wheel of Time superfan, a fantasy author, and a Tolkien academic. And you had to suffer through a poor quality recording of my first ever live presentation at FanX in Salt Lake City, which I called a crash course on the first age of Middle-earth. What a full and exciting year it has been for us, but we still have so much more to explore. I'll share some 2024 plans and my 2023 bloopers right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
As a super fan of J.R.R. Tolkien, I am consistently in awe at the sheer magnitude of what Tolkien wrote. And I mean that on multiple levels. Magnitude of quantity, because there is so much to explore. Of quality, because I have yet to come across a piece of Tolkien writing that isn't amazing. Of depth of meaning, because the themes he writes about are so poignant, prophetic, and moving to the human soul. That said, there is still so much more for us to explore. Let me share some ideas with you. If you have any thoughts on these ideas, then please drop me a line on Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast or via email at Lord, again that's Lord with a D, LordoftheRingsPodcast@gmail.com. Even 2 years into this show, we haven't yet even cracked open the actual novel, The Lord of the Rings, for a deep analysis and wandering. So that is my number one idea. The question for me is how to approach it. The editions that I would use have 1,008 pages, or 62 chapters, of actual story, not including the appendices, which we covered a few years back. So even if I did 10 pages per episode, that's over 100 episodes. And besides, I don't think I could adequately explore 10 pages of Tolkien in only 15 to 20 minutes. I know I couldn't do a whole chapter. So that leads me to consider doing 5 pages of Lord of the Rings per episode. I think that's plenty. But that's over 200 episodes. And at one episode per week, we're looking at 4 years of a slow, methodical exploration of the Lord of the Rings. 4 years. Indeed, we would be wandering, and we may even get lost. But we have other options. We can take each of the 3 great tales of the First Age and explore them each in turn. We can take the recently published Fall of Numenor and explore the Second Age of Middle-earth more deeply. Or we could dive into the unfinished tales or some of the 12-volume set of History of Middle-earth. You will know that you're in the deep end when we start doing that. Or I could go back to the Silmarillion and start at page 1 and do a completely new audio reader's guide breaking down each chapter into an episode. So many options. Again, if you have thoughts on the direction of this podcast, I'd love to hear them. Send me a message on Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast or through email at lordoftheringspodcast@gmail.com. Links to both are in the show notes, or if it's easier, let me throw out another URL for you. Find my Linktree page, linktree.com/LOTR podcast. That's linktr.ee/LOTR podcast. Now, some final thoughts before we close out with my 2023 recording blooper reel. I am so appreciative of the time you dedicate to listening to this show. I really am overwhelmed by the response of good folk like you who want to wander the world and works of J.R.R. Tolkien. If you are able, I would also appreciate any level of financial support you can provide the show. Go to buymeacoffee.com/LOTRpodcast, and you can provide me with a virtual wafer of Lumbus. Each little donation keeps this humble podcaster going. Again, that's buymeacoffee.com/LOTRpodcast. Thank you. Also, this episode is the last episode of 2023. I will be taking a little break to invest time over the Christmas break with my family. I am a dad of 4 little hobbits, as you may be aware. But don't worry, come Thursday, January 4 at 12:05 a.m. Mountain Time, a new Lore of the Rings episode will be in your podcast queue, and we'll continue to explore Middle-earth together. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and for your support. Remember to share with a friend, leave a rating, send me a note on 2024 plans, provide some financial donation, or simply keep wandering Middle-earth with me. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me in 2023. Now, my blooper reel. Let's fast forward to Rivendell, when we see Elrond's memory of 3,000 years ago, when he and Isildur met... Blah, 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 blah. Lest the Day of Doom will occur. What that means is that in the end, Moving on, a precocious human, nevertheless, and I value the difficulty that it is to adapt Tolkien's, blah 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 blah. Then we cut away to Bilbo in the darkness, but we'll get to that later on. Then we cut away to Bilbo. As Gandalf delves deeper into the ruins, he employs ancient spells in the high elven language. Lord Smaug the Impenetrable gives the order, and hundreds of elves, in perfect unison, put arrows to their bows. At certain points in the story, characters must make choices or take actions from which there's no turning back, and the potential ramifications could be severe and irrevocable.
Irrecoverable. And those were extraordinary.
My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Raise your hand if this has happened to you today. You're in the middle of work, you're knocking things off the to-do list, getting stuff done, and your kid asks you to play. Do you drop everything? Do you ask them to wait a minute? What do you do? If you're like me, you don't always say yes right away. The kid moves on, you get busy, and you forget to circle back around and play. An opportunity to make a memory has been lost, and the dad guilt settles in. Not so anymore. I've developed a simple game that will enable you to take those small moments and have fun. It's called Dad's Adventure Dice Digital Edition. My 5-year-old daughter asks me nearly every day, "Can we do Dad Adventure Dice?" What follows are some quick rolls of the dice that lead to a fun activity with an intriguing twist. Within 5 or 10 minutes, we've had a lot of fun, shared a lot of laughter, and made a memory together. Download your own Dad's Adventure Dice today. Visit store.adventures.dad to download yours. That's store.adventure.dad to download Dad's Adventure Dice.